the 4Bs Vectis Radio Training School, supported by the Isle of Wight Foundation, focusing on combining the skills of Island Road staff together with financial assistance to help community schemes and projects here on the Isle of Wight.
Greetings, dear listener. My name is Alex Freeman. I am a keeper of all things exotic, geckos to tegus, from spiders to scorpions, from fish to frogs. If you can think of something that crawls, hops, slithers or swims, you can bet your last penny that I've got it. So step right up to my exotic emporium.
Hello everyone, I'm Alex Freeman and welcome back to my exotic emporium. Today we are going to cover the pine snake. And I decided to cover this snake for a number of reasons, but most importantly, because they look absolutely amazing. The shape of them is very, very similar to that of the cobras. If you compared a picture of a head of a pine snake to a head of a cobra's, and you completely forgot about the whole flattening business that cobras do, then you'd almost mistake them for a cobra. But luckily, pine snakes are in fact colubrids, which means that they won't be doing any venom spitting at you anytime soon. So without further ado, let's get right into the care for the pine snake. First of all, housing. Pine snakes require a wooden vivarium as their enclosure. This is because wood is an excellent insulator of heat, and so a wooden vivarium will make it easier to control the crucial temperatures required inside the habitat. Other enclosures, such as glass terrariums, are far too efficient at releasing heat. The wooden vivarium should have good ventilation to allow airflow in and out of the enclosure. The pine snake's vivarium should be at least a minimum of 860mm, or 34 inches in length. There are two main reasons for this. Firstly, pine snakes are not small reptiles and can easily grow to 1,220mm in length. They require a proportionate amount of space to live happily. Secondly, the vivarium needs to have a sufficient length to allow for the creation of a temperature gradient. The enclosure needs to be warm at one end, but have enough distance for the temperature to drop at the cool end. Now, of course, it is definitely worth mentioning that bigger is always better, especially when it comes to large snakes such as the pine snake. The general rule for keeping snakes is that the length of the enclosure should be as long as the snake is. But anyway, with that out of the way, let's get on to the next topic, heating. During the day, pine snakes require a warm basking area. This is achieved by using a clear spot bulb at one end of the vivarium. You'll want to have your basking temperature at 85 degrees Fahrenheit to 90 degrees Fahrenheit. At night, pine snakes require a slight drop in temperature and total darkness. The basking light should be switched off at night time. Temperature of 80 degrees Fahrenheit is created by using a heat mat. These radiate heat but produce no light. The heat mat should always be controlled by a good quality thermostat. The thermostat will automatically turn the mat on at night when the temperature in the vivarium drops. Temperatures should be monitored daily using a thermometer. And that just about wraps up today's podcast on the pine snake. Join me next time as we once again go over this magnificent North American snake, as we cover decoration and diet and water. Thanks for visiting my exotic emporium and have a fantastic day.